British stage actor Alan Rickman, an actor of stage and screen, said these words back in 2008. It's a human need to be told stories. We need to tell stories to each other about who we are, why we are, where we come from, and what might be possible. Unfortunately, Alan Rickman died this past week. And he, along with British rock star David Bowie, who also passed this week, got me thinking about the power of stories. I noticed that when both of these men died, that there were lots of people who were really affected by it, who were really sad that they had gone. And I think that a lot of that comes from the stories that they told. One of David Bowie's famous stories and characters that he created is the character of Ziggy Stardust. By telling this story, he was able to talk about the excesses of living a rock lifestyle. But he was also able to explore human sexuality, human gender identity and sexual orientation, decades before it began to even enter the mainstream. And Alan Rickman was one of those actors who could get lost in a character. One of the first times that he really became known in popular movie theater was playing the role of Hans Gruber in Die Hard. And he was able to embody this character in a way that he seemed to be almost pure evil. And in his darkness, he allowed the light of the hero to shine, the hero cop played by Bruce Willis. So these stories help us to really begin to look at our lives, to explore our world, to wonder about our relationships. Jesus understood the power of stories. And so he used stories, he used parables. Growing up and learning his faith, Jesus recognized stories from Scripture, from the Bible. What we call now the Old Testament, or the Hebrew Bible, was full of stories. The stories of the Garden of Eden and the fall of Sodom and Gomorrah and Noah's Ark. And I think that Jesus recognized that these stories were probably not literally true. See, the practice of looking at the Bible and assuming that every word is the literal truth is really something of a modern invention. People have only been doing that for a couple hundred years. But the Hebrews and people that Jesus studied with, and I believe Jesus himself, looked at these stories and realized that just because they never happened doesn't mean that they're not true. He saw the power of story and the way that it can help us to understand things that may be confusing. And so as the scripture says, he taught in parable. And we have actually three separate parables in today's scripture, all revolving around this idea of farming and talking about seeds, because that would help him connect to the people that he was talking about. People who grew their own food, people who relied on farming and agriculture. So he used language that they could talk about, that they could understand. So he talks about one of the stories that he uses is he talks about the man who sows some seed, and the seed grows even though the man doesn't understand how it happens. And what that says to me, how that speaks to me, is it talks about God's love, God's forgiveness, God's incredible, extravagant welcome for God's creation. And I don't understand how God can do that. I look at us and I look at the way that we make bad choices, the way that we fail to find a world of peace. But I believe that God still continues to love us. That reminds me of another one of David Bowie's famous songs, Space Oddity, which he talks about Major Tom, the famous, quote, ground control to Major Tom. And that story was written at the height of the space race. It was just days before the Apollo 11 mission, I believe it was sent up towards the moon for the first moon landing. So he was speaking the language of what was going on in culture. And through that song, he talks about the isolation and the loneliness of an astronaut out in space. And I think by doing that, he helps us to connect with the isolation and the loneliness that we all feel sometimes. Jesus also talks about the mustard seed. And in a couple different Gospels, he phrases it a different way. But in this one, he talks about how the kingdom of God is like a mustard seed. And how I believe the message is we can all be part of the kingdom of God by doing simple, tiny little things. Like spreading love, like being with each other, like reaching out to people that we don't agree with. Like trying to understand somebody else's story. And all of those tiny little acts can create an entirely new world full of love and peace. One of Alan Rickman's most popular characters recently is Professor Severus Snape in the Harry Potter books. And I have to warn you, I'm giving away a few things here. There's a little bit of spoiler alert. But he's such a fascinating character. And J.K. Rowling writes this character in an amazing way. And Alan Rickman is able to bring him to light over seven books, over eight movies. The character of Snape slowly begins to develop. In the beginning, you think that he is just pure evil, that he hates Harry Potter, that he's out to get him. And as the story unwinds over years and years and years, you learn his backstory, and you learn about the hurts that he suffered, and you learn about the pain that he carries around with him. And his story was unfolding. The books were being written as the movies were being made. And J.K. Rowling, the author, shared Snape's story with Alan Rickman, and only with Rickman. The director didn't know, the people, the other actors didn't know. But Rickman was able to have that backstory so that he could work the nuances in, so that he knew where the secret parts of the story were. And he could bring it to life. And I think that that's just like what Jesus is talking about with the mustard seed. It's these little things. It's the hidden parts of someone else's story. And by recognizing someone else's story, we can begin to see that it's not all about pure good and pure evil. And then there's the parable that Pete was talking about with the kids, the parable of the sower. Throwing out God's word and how we receive God's word. And how we have choices. And how the best choice isn't always the easiest, but if we can be that good, rich soil, if we can hear God's word, if we can understand God's story and really delve into it, that we can bear fruit, that we can share that story with others. It's a human need to be told stories. We need to tell each other about who we are, why we are, where we come from, and what might be possible. A film, a piece of theater, a piece of music, or a book can make a difference. It can change the world. And so I invite you now to take a moment or two and think about those stories that have fed your life. The movies, the songs, the books, maybe even a couple stories from the Bible. And think about how they've helped you get to where you are now. And imagine how they're going to help you change the world. Amen.